And one of the Talmidim asked me last week if he said that his mother had a run-in with a contractor who had promised to do something in the house and then ended up not doing it and backing out on his word. So he wanted to know. The mother spoke to a lawyer, and the lawyer said, you have no legal recourse, but here's what I could do for you. I could give you free advice. And the advice is that you should go on all the local WhatsApp chats in your community. This contractor is trying to get business in the community, and you could post exactly what he did to you, that he is not a man of his word and that he's not to be trusted. And that led the Talmud to ask the Shaila, well, wait a second, are you allowed to post negative reviews of a business online, in an online forum on, I don't know, what are the, Yelp or whatever, right, and those kinds of things? Are you allowed to go on neighborhood WhatsApp chats and say that someone is not providing a good service or that something is not? Is there any Isser B'davar, is there any Heter B'davar, I guess, would be the better question. So there may be a chiluk between those two situations, between going on a website that's meant for reviews of that business versus going on a local WhatsApp chat. And let's explain. There is an Isser of Lashon Hara. We're not going to go to go into that in great depth. We understand that there is such an Isser. However, when one speaks Lashon Hara, L'toeles, there is, at times, it is mutter. So the Chafetz Chaim discusses in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Perek Yod, what exactly you need, what are the qualifications that are necessary in order to be allowed to speak Lashon Hara L'toeles. So he says, first of all, you have to make sure that everything, all of the information that you have, is 100% accurate, meaning you saw it yourself, you saw it with your own eyes, or you did a thorough investigation and you know that it's 100% true. Number two, he says, you have to be sure that what you think is wrong is actually wrong. A lot of times you see someone doing something and say, oh, that doesn't seem right, but you just don't know the halacha, and you haven't studied the halacha, so you don't realize that what you thought wasn't right, in fact, really is right. So you have to be absolutely certain that what you think is wrong is actually wrong. Number three, he says, you first have to try to approach the person themselves. Before you go to the WhatsApp chats, before you go to other people and start telling them that this person is not to be trusted, you need to go over to the person and say, well, you're supposed to keep your word. Can you take care of what you said you were going to take care of? Number four, he says, you're not allowed to exaggerate. You state the facts and the facts only. No exaggeration of the facts. It's not a hesped where the halach is that you're allowed to exaggerate a little bit. You only say exactly the facts of what happened. You don't issue any opinions in there as to the motivation of the person. Sometimes say, oh, this person is just a mean guy, and therefore he's selfish, and therefore he did this, that, and the other thing. No, he did this, that, and the other thing. Whether it's because he's selfish, or because he was having a bad day, or because he doesn't like me, you know, that's not my judgment. That's not for me to judge. A fifth qualification, the Chafetz Chaim says, is that your kavana has to be to help people who are being victimized by this person. If you're doing it just to get back at the person, that's always going to be usher. It's only when there is a toeles to be able to help other people who might be victimized. But if you have ill will toward the person, then you're not allowed to do it, even for constructive reasons. You're not allowed to share the Lashon Hara. If, let's say, you're a competitor of that person, so you're a competing contractor, and you want everyone to, you'll retweet whatever anyone tweets about this guy, that he's terrible, so you'll make sure that the word gets out there. So that would be absolutely usher. The Chafetz Chaim also writes that if you could affect the same result without speaking Lashon Hara, someone asks, I'm looking for a contractor, I heard about this person, should I use him? So instead of saying, no, absolutely not, he's a ganav and he promises things and he doesn't follow through, instead you could say, I have an excellent contractor that I can recommend and suggest somebody else. And that way you could achieve the same toeles without speaking Lashon Hara. And number seven, you're not allowed to convey the information if it will result in the person suffering a bigger loss than he deserves to suffer, which is very often the case in these kinds of situations. So, considering all of that, one has to really go through very carefully whether the toeles justifies, whether the other requirements are in place to justify speaking Lashon Hara l'toeles. There is a Gemara Maseches Bamitzia that mentions that sometimes someone does something wrong and you have taromes on him. So the Rishonim discuss, what does it mean you have taromes? What is it? Is that a halakha? It means that you have no case in a din Torah. So what do you have against him? What is taromes? So it couldn't just mean, it means that you could be upset, but you have no recourse, and there's nothing you could do. But Rashi on the spot says you could speak badly about the person, that if he does something wrong to you, so probably he's referring to this idea that if there's a toelus to speak about the person so that other people will be protected from the person, then you are allowed to do it. And therefore, there seem to be a number of heterim over here. Number one, let's put it this way. The heter is always going to be toelus. The question is, what is the toelus? What is the benefit in posting this negative review? So some suggest that, you know, the toelus is that it sets a social standard and it incentivizes the person to behave correctly and to behave properly. So it's a toelus and a musr for him to rectify his behavior. Probably that would not rise to the level of meeting all of the qualifications that you decided you need to become the world's Bal Musr to teach him all the lessons. Let his mother do that. You don't have to be the one that teaches him all of the lessons about how to behave. The proper toelis is that it will protect innocent consumers. Now, the advantage of saying that that level of toelis is that that may not just be a heter, that may be a mitzvah, that if there are other people that are going to be hurt by it, so it could be that it's a mitzvah, l'samer al dam re'echa, that it's an iser to allow other people to be hurt. You still have to meet all of the conditions that we mentioned, but it would then become not something that's even optional. It would become something that if you have the ability to stop people from getting from being robbed or from being taken advantage of, then you have the obligation to do so. But in order to meet those qualifications, you have to make sure that you keep it within the circle. And this is where online reviews get very tricky, because when you put something online, it's available for everybody to see. The whole world is able to see it. So you certainly can't go out of your way to show people the information who have no connection to the information. So like to go in a neighborhood WhatsApp chat, and the neighborhood is, there are hundreds of people on the chat, and only three people on the chat are looking for a contractor right now. And you're going to tell 500 people that, I don't know what the maximum of on a WhatsApp chat is, whatever it is, however many hundreds of people, you're going to tell them all that this guy's a terrible contractor and that you can't trust him? So that certainly, l'chora, would be us. The question becomes, what if it's more of a localized kind of thing where business reviews are meant to be published, and those, the only people who would look at it, unless they stumble upon it by accident, the only people, there are much better ways to waste your time on the internet than looking at reviews of businesses that you have no interest in frequenting. So probably the only people that would look at it are people that are interested in that business, and that would probably be the heter to post such an item. That could be a toelis. When Rav Shechter was, Marina Rav Shechter Shlita was stopped by my sukkah on Sukkot, on Motzoi Shabbos of Sukkot, so I had the opportunity to ask him the shayla, are you allowed to leave negative reviews? And the Rebbetzin was adamant that you are, and Rav Shechter also less adamant, but said that if you keep all of the conditions in mind and you don't exaggerate and you don't say anything that's improper, so to say the facts to protect other people from being nichshel, then certainly it would be permissible. One should be wary, though, that in general you should realize how these things work, that everybody has the ability to write whatever they want, and therefore a lot of times there are fake reviews that are posted. That is certainly against the ethics of leaving reviews, meaning my friend started a business, he has no customers, no clients, no track record, so I'm going to have 15 different names online, and I'll leave positive reviews about how he's the greatest person since Moshe Rabbeinu, and his business is the greatest innovation since the wheel, and you'll say all these nice things. That is usur. You're not allowed to, even though you're saying nice things, but you're misleading people, and it's mitvah sheker tirchak. You're lying to people. So to leave fake reviews and pretend that they're authentic is certainly a form of dishonesty. And obviously, therefore, when you're reading reviews, you also have to be careful, because there's not only nisr to speak lashon hara, there's nisr to be mekabel lashon hara. So you're talking about a Jewish person. The halacha is that while you're allowed to be choshesh that some of it may be true, you cannot accept it automatically as fact. So again, Moreno of Shachter Paskin, that if you have a very negative experience and you fulfill all of those conditions, where it's not because you have anything terrible in your heart toward the person, you genuinely want to protect other people, and you stick to the facts, and you don't exaggerate, and you say everything exactly the way it is, and you put it in the right in the right places, not on neighborhood WhatsApp chats. You put it in the right places where those who need the information will be able to find the information, and those who don't need the information are unlikely to find the information. So in such a case, Marina of Shachter Shlita thought that it would be mutter to post such reviews. I think a person should always question whether he wants to be that guy that's always posting reviews about businesses. There are other people that could post reviews, but if you had a unique experience that other people aren't going to post, that other people aren't going to know about, so then it could be that you have an achrayus to do so because of Lasamud Adam Reinchi.